Before, you're not allowed to have, before you build something that is the person that is yours, or build a house, or do a garden, whatever it is, on Shabbos, even if you do it theoretically, the heter, because you do it with kablonis, which means he doesn't have to work on Shabbos, it's up to him when to work. And so it's also because people may not be aware of the fact that that's what he's doing, and they'll think that it's a hired worker by the time, which is also to do. If the house was built by a goy on Shabbos, the Easter, what's this Easter talking about? Even if it was this Easter of Marzan, even so, Nochel Hakma Shaloy Yikon Isbo. It's the proper thing not to use the house. Somebody told me it's not by a goy, by a Jew. A Jewish family in Eretz Yisrael were building their house, they went through, and at the obvious time that they have orphan Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos, they built the house, and they were chayes of a tshuva, they knocked down the whole house, and started again. So you do that, that's a Jew. Olam Haba is more important than Olam Haba. So you do that at the Reichmans, there's all kinds of terminal that these people have, but the Reichmans, when they build the International World Center, downtown Manhattan, that all the workers stop working before Shabbos. Bought them, who knows how many millions of dollars, billions of dollars, but they didn't want to make it on that issue. The Kiddush Hashem, even on the short Shabbos, the short Fridays and in the winter, everybody went home. It happened to be very close to World Trade Center. That was, a lot of the buildings around were damaged, those buildings were not damaged.